Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Over the years, on this very, very show, myself and Lottie Ryan have speculated on the fortune she could make if she got her lovely little teeny tiny feet out on the internet. Well, my next guest knows all about it, having found her own feet on a foot fetish website. She's here now to talk to us about how she ended up using her creativity to make the most of a mad situation. Gwanya, you're very welcome to the show. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you in. Okay. Can you take me back to the moment of discovery? Let's talk about that. When did you find out where they were?
It would have been in the height of COVID, so about 2020. And a friend of mine who is a social media influencer, I just saw her share on her Instagram story a screenshot of a website called Wikifeet, and like had the caption at how horrified she was that someone had made this. And I thought the same. I thought, oh God, that's awful. Like, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And then my brain started ticking and I started wondering, I wonder if maybe any chance I could possibly be on there, thinking like it's so unlikely because I'm a nobody at the end of the day. And then as I began to type my name in, it started suggesting celebrities, and then the suggestions got fewer and fewer, and then my name popped up. I clicked it, and then there's five photos of me with my feet clear and visible.
How do they get pictures of you and your feet? Do you have your feet out?
Yeah, they're just photos I posted on like Instagram.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
they're totally normal, like nothing embarrassing about them. Like they're me on the beach with some friends or like just hanging out in my parents' back garden. But the fact that they're now on this website, they're completely recontextualized. They're no longer just me hanging out with my friends. My friends have been cut out. It's just me and my feet, and now they're completely recontextualized. So all you can see now are the feet.
Okay.
Yes.
How did that make you feel?
Awful.
Yeah, violated a little bit.
Absolutely, yeah. The first time I saw that, I kind of felt like an idiot. I was like, it's my fault that these photos got here. I should have covered the feet up, which is a stupid thing to think.
Yeah. Like, why? It's like, wear gloves the next picture you're taking.
Exactly. So I started, like, whenever I would post photos, I would always make sure, like, oh, are my feet visible or not? I don't want them to be, because I don't want any more photos to appear. And I just started to think, like, that is such a weird mentality to have. So I started thinking, like, isn't it kind of funny though? So I started posting fit photos, and I would use like emojis and cover my feet and kind of draw attention to how I'm hiding my feet.
But it must be a huge, I presume it's a huge fetish for people. Feet is a big one.
Yeah.
It's a big thing for people.
On average, that website Wikifeet would get 10.7 million hits every day. Yeah. And the average user would like be on the website for at least 4 minutes at a time. So people are going on to it.
I have lovely feet. That's going to be my side hustle.
But it's free. It's completely free. And like there are people out there who have sold photos of their feet and made a lot of money. There's even like I've read articles of young women who went to college and were able to completely pay off their student debts by selling feet pics. So there is a way to monetize it. And that has been snatched away from me with those five photos,
yes,
even though I never thought about it. So that's why I started writing this show as like a way to kind of play on that.
Yes, because you're an actor. Let's talk about that.
Yes.
You're an actor. You studied in Trinity. Mm-hmm. So you use your creativity to try and make the most out of a pretty violating and horrific situation.
I don't really know how else to deal with trauma other than to be creative with it and try and make something different. So this is the first time I've ever actually written something. I've acted in other people's works and I've directed other people's work, but I've never actually sat down and written my own work that I want to perform. So this is a whole new experience for me as well. And it's very personal because I'm talking a lot about my own feet, which I think it's really funny that the thing that's kind of getting me out there now in the industry I want to work in is my feet.
It is funny, but Joel Dommett, the famous comedian and presenter now, he first popped in. He was a stand-up comedian and doing the rounds, but he became really famous because someone took a picture of him on a cam when he was masturbating, and it was so traumatic and violating, very different level, I would suspect, but started writing his stand-up around it and became the superstar and megastar he is. Now tell me, was it easy to write? Did it just flow out of you?
Parts flew through. So one of the opening sections of the show is just me talking about my relationship with my feet, how I feel about them.
Amazing.
I think they're wide, they're flat, yet they're really small. They make a plopping sound when I walk around the kitchen barefoot, just trying to get a midnight snack, things like that. So I just started thinking like, okay, like I can only talk so much about the Wikifeet, so I need to kind of think of other ways to approach this topic. So As I said, like some bits flew through. Like there's a whole section where I'm literally just pointing out sections of the website and how like, oh, I have a star rating. I've got 4 stars, for example. If you look at my birthday, it says the 30th of May. That's actually wrong. I'm born on the 27th of May. So it's a lot of stuff like that.
Do you do the show in your bare feet?
No.
Okay.
So at first I don't. So in order to see my feet, basically, you need to buy tickets. And the whole show, I'm in my underwear, except I'm wearing about 10 layers of the most hideous socks you've ever seen. And they're on for the whole show. And my legs get very sweaty.
I can imagine.
Yeah. But it looks like I'm wearing casts, basically, because I'm a size 6. Fun fact. But with the socks on, I have to wear a size 9 shoe because my feet get so wide with all the socks on. But as the show goes on, the socks come off and eventually you will see the feet.
Well, that is very exciting.
It's a serious topic, but I do look at it in a more kind of tongue-in-cheek way. But yeah. I do highlight as well how I'm not the only person this has happened to. In fact, I've told people about discovering the Wiki Feet and then they went out of their way to look themselves up. And most of the time they're not on it, but I know a couple of people who have since discovered they're on Wiki Feet and had that same horrifying realisation. So it's bringing to light as well, like, it's adding to the conversation about presenting yourself online and how to be safe.
And now, when you were telling your friends and your family you were doing this show, mm-hmm. What was their reaction? Did they know about WikiFeet? Did they know what you'd been through? Or did you have to go through the whole saga?
I did a work in progress of this in Cork in the Everyman Palace. And I didn't realise until the day I was presenting it, I never actually told my parents what the show was about. So it was a very interesting conversation to have with them afterwards about the website. And they were really proud of me. Like, they think they're really proud that I've taken this topic and made the most of it. And it really showcased who I am as a performer and who I am as just a person in general. But I could tell the difference between my mom, who was just delighted, and my dad was like, this is a weird topic and I'm not sure I'm comfortable to talk about this with my daughter. But a lot of my friends, they just think it's mad. They think it's a mad story and they're just really excited to see how I discuss it.
We love the madness though.
Yeah. I like weird as well.
Weird and madness. That's what you want from a theatre experience,
yeah, exactly.
I say. So it's part of the Fringe Festival next week.
Yes.
Is this your first one-woman
This play? Is my first one-woman show.
Okay.
Yes. And it's my first time acting in a show in the Dublin Fringe. So
daunting.
Daunting, but like not my first experience with the Fringe.
Yeah.
And the festival itself has been, they've always been really supportive, but I've really noticed this year the amount of support they give to the main artists of work. And I just feel really reaffirmed because there'll be days where I start to doubt like the writing I've made and days mm-hmm. I'm thinking like, oh, the show isn't enough. And then the Fringe reminds me like the fact that I'm here means it is enough and it is worthy of being seen and heard. So I'm very excited and very grateful for this opportunity.
I'm excited for you. Where can people get tickets?
So people can get tickets at fringefest.com.
Fringefest.com. Go and support the arts. It's so important. Mm-hmm. And this sounds like a very weird and wonderful play. Finally, if Hollywood came knocking, whose feet are going to play your feet?
Oh my goodness. That's completely thrown me off the spot. I'm trying to, who's coming to mind immediately? The only person who comes to mind, because she's younger than me, so therefore she can get away with it, would be Florence Pugh.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
She's lovely feet.
She's got lovely feet, I'd
she's
say.
Lovely feet. She's lovely feet. Well, she keeps them hidden. She keeps her. She gets
good
her nips
woman.
Out, but she keeps her feet hidden. Clever girl. They
but
might
potentially,
end up
I'd
on
say
Wiki
if you
feet.
Go onto WikiFeet and type her name in, she'll be
they're
there.
They're there.
They're there. Yeah.
Crazy. Producer Edna wants to know, how did you identify your feet on WikiFeet? You put in your name.
Yeah. Literally just type my name in.
That's mad.
Yeah, with the fodder and everything. Clicked it and then 6 photos appeared and I'm in them. You can see my face in most of them and my body, so you know it's me.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't say there's a lot of Gráinne Blumenthal's out there, so
exactly.
An unusual name. Well, Gráinne, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You turning your weird experience into art. Amazing. Feet Picks Aren't Free is on at the Smock Alley next week. People can go get tickets. Fringefest.com.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.